Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Cheryl Atkinson, former CBS reporter. This is just creepy. I've heard the story before, and you probably have too, about how she was spied on by the deep state because they didn't like the stuff she was reporting about Obama. That'll get you in trouble in America. But I've never heard the full version of her story the way that she told it on Huckabee the other day, and it was chilling. She says that two deep state operatives, intelligence officers, whatever you want to call them, came to see her. Can you imagine out of the blue, there's two intelligence people just standing there talking to you? And they warned her she was being spied on. So at the time, CBS took this very seriously. And they hired a whole full forensic team to come in and take a look at the computers. And they found that she was being spied on by a U.S. intel agency. They could not tell if it was the CIA or the FBI. Take a listen to her description of what happened to her. It's today's epic rant, which we're going to do in parts. And why she thinks the deep state manufactured the whole case against Trump. Take a listen.
You don't just write about being spied on. You were spied on by the U.S. government. Tell us about that.
Some intel sources came to me and told me I was likely being surveilled because of the reporting that I was doing, a lot of government watchdog reporting, as I always had. And long story short, I was able to find some special intel forensic sources who looked at my computers and devices and found a long-term monitoring surveillance effort with government spyware, with government IP addresses used that didn't belong in there, to monitor my keystrokes, to get into the CBS computer system. Someone planted classified documents in the computer, and we were able to find forensics with great certainty as times and dates and exactly what they did. Someone planted classified documents in the computer.
Were they framing her?
Someone planted classified documents in the computer.
Whoa. Now, remember what happened. This happened during the Obama administration, right? They have absolute proof this happened. And so during the Obama administration, the Department of Justice said, well, just bring your computer in here. Well, yeah, because CBS was complaining. Well, would you bring it in here to us? Just go ahead and turn it over to us. And she said, oh, heck no. No, you can't have it. She didn't trust them. Honestly, I mean, understandably, they've been spying on her. God knows what they do with their computer. So she made the mistake, remember the story, of waiting for the Trump administration to come in. And then she turned the computer over. Remember who she turned it over to? Michael Horowitz. Who's he? Oh, he's the guy who's going to get to the bottom of this deep state thing. He's doing an investigation. Should have the report out soon. Wait, she turned it over to the Inspector General of the Department of Justice? Yeah. And what happened? She got it back. They had wiped it clean. Told her they didn't find anything. They had wiped the hard drive clean. There's no spy apparatus. Yeah, because you wiped it. That's called obstruction of justice, destruction of justice. And she was smart enough to keep a copy. Thank God. That's your U.S. government. One of the two main guys getting allegedly to the bottom of this whole spy thing, Michael Horowitz, Inspector General. He's supposed to be the honesty cop at the Department of Justice. That's who he is. So, you know, I've got some hope for the guy that Barr appointed, but we'll see. So far, not a lot of straight up players here. So you can't blame Cheryl Atkinson when she's got a different theory than a lot of the rest of us on what Spygate was about by the deep state.
Here's what I don't understand. Why wasn't there a public outrage from your colleagues in the media? Because this is the kind of thing that is a total shredding of the First Amendment of the Constitution of an independent press.
I will postulate something to the people watching. The 2016 shenanigans, it was not about they hated Donald Trump out of the blue. According to sources that I have and reporting that had already been done, they were panicked at the notion of a Donald Trump coming in outside the establishment with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who used to head the Defense Intelligence Agency, and it was known they were going to clean house of some of these surveillance abuses that have been going on a long time. So there was panic.
Who was the first person the deep state targeted? Besides Trump. Who was the first person? Michael Flynn. Why were they upset at Michael Flynn? Two reasons. There's two reasons they were upset at Michael Flynn. He is a high-ranking intelligence official, right? They were upset that he had partnered with Trump. They were terrified, as she said, that he would expose them because he knew what they had been doing. But remember what else Michael Flynn did? If you listen to this show, you know. Not many other people did. Michael Flynn was desperate to get the message out about something else, too. You can go online and look at the interviews he did. He wanted everyone to know that the Obama administration and our State Department under Hillary was doing what? Arming and training ISIS under the guise of helping the good, upstanding rebels. Remember that? And for a while there, he'd go anywhere that would take an interview with him and detail it for you. Again, who was the first person the deep state targeted? By the way, it was the CIA doing that. Who was the first person the deep state targeted? Flynn. That's an awful coinkydink, right? That's so strange. They took him out right off the top. And then we find out that FBI agents who originally interviewed him thought he didn't lie. But those notes disappeared. But think about that chilling. I have never heard that part of it before from Cheryl Atkinson at CBS, that they planted classified documents on her computer, documents that are illegal for her to have. Now, remember, she's not alone. When you look at the wide variety of people we know have been spied on, Denis Kucinich, a near communist, hardcore left-wing Democrat. Obama got mad at him because he said, oh, we shouldn't go into Libya. So they recorded his phone conversations and leaked them. Who else was spied on? Rand Paul, Lindsey Graham, James Rosen, Fox News reporter. James Rosen's mother, because he talked to her about stuff he was covering. And you can't get a wider political spectrum than that, folks. Mainstream media reporter Cheryl Atkinson, far-left Democrat Denis Kucinich, Rand Paul, essentially a libertarian. Lindsey Graham, up for sale to the highest bidder. That is the whole political gamut there, folks. Is it any wonder nobody has stood up to oppose them? Very few. What's it been? Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Ratcliffe occasionally. And do you remember what happened to the last inspector general? The one before Michael Horowitz. The crooked Michael Horowitz that Cheryl Atkinson turned her computer over to and he wiped it. I must have known about the wiping of it. He's the one she personally handed it over to. Do you remember what happened to the inspector general before him? He did television interviews saying he and his family were threatened that if he did not resign, bad things would happen to them, to him. It's not some nut from a think tank. It's a former inspector general of the Department of Justice. It's all out there for anyone who wants to see it. Why? Because they knew Horowitz was crooked. They knew they needed him in place. So I'm just warning you, what's coming out in the coming weeks, if it comes from Horowitz, be very careful. Do not be surprised if he covers for them. I think that's what he's been put in position for. Don't be surprised. But there is one thing that could keep Horowitz honest. And that's that there's a second investigator out there now. The guy that Barr just appointed. So Horowitz, assuming that guy's honest, God knows with these people. But if that guy were honest and Horowitz were to know that, he can't put out a report that contradicts what is actually out there too much, because that will be exposed. So it's all about to get very interesting, especially with John Solomon at The Hill reporting today that we can expect within a week the first Trump declassified document to hit.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.